Right, from Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, mate.
I see a number here that looks almost as though we're spending.
Oh, gosh, it's getting close. It's getting close. So we've got more data on spending because this is the sort of crux, this is the thrust of the RBNZ's conundrum, isn't it? It needs to create the conditions where excess caution doesn't derail any nascent recovery without it all getting too frothy, and spending is key. So over the next few months, mate, we're going to pay close attention to indicators giving us insight into what's happening with spending. Now, earlier this week, we had that Paymark data, and in this light, ANZ yesterday released their details around card spending in their ecosystem. So yes, headline number, spending up 3.4% in September from a year ago. And here's the good news. This is their comment. More positive trends are emerging in card spending. You like that? You've got to factor inflation here, though, Mike. And when you do that, the results aren't earth-shattering. But we've also got I saw a new word yesterday, Mike. We have now got glimmers. We've had green shoots. I'm favouring flickers.
Yes.
Now we've got glimmers. We are going to have a cornucopia of adjectives when this recovery finally gets going. Now, breaking down the sectors, durables up 5.8%. That's pretty good. Consumables up 3.9%. But remember, Mike, food price inflation is running around 5%. So that's probably still not keeping pace with inflation. Apparel still the laggard, up 2.9%. Hospo the same. Lower petrol prices have pulled down spending in motor vehicles and fuel. ANZ do normalise the numbers for inflation so we can see real growth, and it's flatlining, and it's actually really been in a gentle downward trend since 2021. But this really is a treasure trove of data, Mike, and here's a few points of interest, because I love going through this data and seeing all these little nuggets. We aren't spending money on booze anymore. Sales keep falling year on year. Bakeries are enjoying a new renaissance. Who would have thought? Pet shops, we continue to enjoy really robust growth. We're spending money on the little furballs. Sales up 18.1%. Secondhand stores also stand out, so households are watching the pennies there. Vape spending is falling. That's good to see. Hospo is recovering, but food prices is lifting, maybe playing a role there in higher spending. Mike, nobody is buying tents.
No. Why would you?
Yeah, tent store spending is down 31.5%. Or fireplaces. Fireplace stores are also doing it tough. And here's one to ponder over the weekend. Live theatre and ticket agencies. Sales up 43.1% year on year. What is going on there?
Experiential.
Well, it must be, mustn't it? Mm. But isn't there a little bit of hope there? Because if people are spending money on live theatre, if prepared to spend on that, they must be feeling a little more confident, surely.
Well, I've got numbers on the front of Delta aeroplanes too, and they're still flying at the flash end of the plane. We like to experience life post-COVID. Right, the Crown, I mean, it's that little bit more tax and a little bit less spending, but we still owe money, don't we?
Yeah, we do. And sort of, you've got to look at these. They came out with very little fanfare. Final Crown accounts for the year ended June 2025. Look, it is very much rearview mirror. I acknowledge that. But they're important numbers nonetheless. This is the starting point for the sovereign checkbook for the year. The OBGAL X deficit, $9.3 billion. Yeah, tax collected on the revenue side. The individual tax take was up slightly. Corporate tax is up 3.5%, but there was a lot of portfolio investment entity income in there. So that means that investments are going really well. Tax on dividends speaks to profitability of companies, fell quite sharply. I'm a little bit suspicious of this number. I think there might be something going on with the change in tax rates and dividend payments being pulled into previous years. So I'm not going to put too much weight on that until I understand it a bit more. The OBGAL X, Mike, excludes ACC. What's ACC doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so look, it was slightly better. You've still got to fund ACC. Even if you take
no
it out
kidding.
The number, you've got to fund it.
It's the dodgiest accounting practice I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's not good. Net core Crown debt's gone up $6.7 billion, $182 billion. That was lower than expected. It's still rising. Here, I did back of the envelope number for you this morning, Mike. If you had to finance that $182.2 billion today at the current 10-year bond rate, your interest bill, $7.5 billion a year. Look, growth in total revenue was slightly lower than growth in total expenses. There's your conundrum. There's your problem.
Righto. What are the numbers?
Well, actually, some good, some bad. The Dow Jones is actually down 268 points. That's 0.58%, 46,333. The S&P 500 down just under 0.5%, 6,721. And the NASDAQ also down about 0.5%, 22,924 as I look at it. The FTSE 100 lost 0.4%, 9,509 yesterday. But the Nikkei continues to go higher, up 845 points, 1.77%, 48,580. Shanghai Composite, they're back at work, up 1.3%, 51 points, 3,934. The Aussies yesterday gained 0.25%, 8,969 the close. We had a small gain, 2 points, 13,570 on the NZX 50. Now, Mike, here we go. Kiwi dollar. It fell, then it recovered. Did. Gone down again, 0.5740 against the US. So we are languishing against the Aussie, 0.8767, 0.4968 euro, 0.4319 against the pound, 87.83 against the Japanese yen. Gold has come back down under $4,000 an ounce, 3969. But maybe, here's a little bit of positive news. Here we go. $65.22 for Brent crude.
I'll take it. Have a great weekend. See you next week. Andrew Kelleher from Shaw and Partners.